Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I'm happy to have Manny Jimenez with me again today, and I've enjoyed hearing his testimony, and God's called him and his wife to go out to the Navajo Reservation and do what? What are you going to do when you get there? Tell us.
Okay, well, the Lord's given me a burden. I believe I'm called to plant churches, and so that's something we'll begin with right away. There's a church we'll be living at, Stronghold Baptist Church. They have an extra van I'll be able to use. Lord willing, be going to Low Mountain, bringing people from there to the church that's established. And within a few years, God's timing, have a church, a Bible study in Low Mountain, a church. There's some VBSs I'd like to run. My sending church is even coming to do a missions trip with a youth group this July, actually. In addition to that, oh Lord willing, we want to see people saved. There's a school ministry Kate and I will be starting at Stronghold Baptist Church, and that's this August. About 20 kids that are from the families of the members there, they're going to be ready from, you know, kindergarten age all the way to 12th graders, and it's a burden to have good education, but especially discipleship.
Sure. Well, let me encourage you in that. If a young missionary can find someone, a good church like that to work with and learn from, get some experience, that's a great, great plus for the day when you go out and start your own. Now, yesterday maybe I mentioned language. Are there schools for Navajo, or what kind of possibilities do you have as far as language?
Well, there's the Diné University. There's a couple locations for that. The main location's north of us, about an hour and 15 minutes. Okay. There's also a good language school a couple Navajo pastors have mentioned, and it's close to the New Mexico border there near the capital city, Window Rock, in Arizona. Besides that, my wife and I, we have a conversational English Navajo dictionary with an audio track to listen to, and that's for the everyday, like a hospital worker that's an English person speaking to Navajo elderly numbers, and we've been using that. It helps with the pronunciation. At this point, I could read Navajo a bit poorly, but I could read it. And then it's another thing to understand the grammar and that kind of thing.
Sure. And grammar and all of that. And all of those things go along with the culture of any people you're going to work with. And I hope our listeners know that Navajo culture is not the culture that most Americans are used to.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely. I think about some of the language, I read the words in it, just their way they view the whole world is completely different.
In their view of God, they would use the word God, not English word, that they would use the concept God. But when they use that word, they do not mean what you would use or I would mean by it.
Yes, sir. Well, of course, we say God in Deuteronomy, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." But you get the Navajo, Diyin, and it's for holy people. And you could have things from the one who pulls the sun across the sky to an animal.
Yes. So that presents the challenge for you as a missionary. And I worked, of course, with Muslim people. And I learned early on that I'm almost always started with the Old Testament. And in the beginning, God created, because you have to establish really that there is a God.
Right.
And again, I've been in Japan many times. That's a struggle there because their word for God is so vague that you almost have to add some description to it. If not, they cannot imagine there is a personal God in heaven who loves them. And if you're listening to me today, wherever you're at, there is a God who loves you as well.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.